Good morning. I'm Peter Inch, along with Dan Peterson. Been, Dan, 5 years?
Oh,
probably since you've been sitting in that chair?
Yeah, probably at least five. Yeah.
A little bit of COVID.
Feels the same.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't changed a whole lot. We haven't upgraded the chairs.
So. No.
Well, you're welcome to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating Air Conditioning. Thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you or listeners with some information about your heating, air conditioning, a little bit about curling. We're going to throw in a little nights in there as well. But most important, those phone lines are open, so give us a call at 519-643-2222. Or 1-866-354-8255. Remember, you can go to Peter Inch and Associates Facebook page, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see you can nominate us for the Community Votes London 2023. And we're in four categories: the air conditioning, cleaning, and repair, the furnace repair and maintenance, the gas fitting and piping, and the heating and cooling in your home. So go, we made it very simple. If you go to our Facebook page, you can click on the link and the four will pop up and you can nominate us, which we'd be thankful for. And we're the two-time Consumer's Choice Award winner in the category of air conditioning and heating contractor. I could say this, Mr. Gilbert isn't here today. I guess we, you know, he went away to Kingston for 3 days. I guess we worked him a little too hard and, you know, in training, his head's hurting, and he had to take some time off. But we're up to 761 following us on Facebook, up one, so please keep checking us out. So you were at the Knights game sitting four rows up in the corner.
I was.
And it was, you know, the perfect game we won.
No.
No, we didn't win. No. What did Erie do to us then?
Well, London had control of the game till the third period, and then Erie just started potting them in the net, and London tried to respond, but just a little too late.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I think it was 5-2,
or
5-3.
5-3.
5-3. Yeah. Well, but, and was Simpson who was in the net for
Simpson played goal.
Did he?
Yeah. And he played well. He's a good goaltender. Erie's got a new goaltender, and he played really well for them. And they've won a few games since he got in from Sarnia. So,
place packed.
It was full.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it has been fuller.
Yeah. Well, I've been listening to the last few with Stubbsy. On the station and AM 980, home of the Knights.
Home of the Knights.
So I've been listening to that, hearing our name mentioned.
Yeah.
Every time I say, dog, quiet, don't bark. Yep, okay, said her name. Now you can bark. But no, well, I wish them well. I think November the 11th is the first game that I'm going to be sitting in the seat. So I still got a little ways to go here, but it'll be fun after that.
That's what Lynn says. Where's Peter been? I said, I'll find out today.
We're hearing that we could hear frost on Monday. You know, I was talking to a guy in Belleville, and they're thinking they're going to get snow on Sunday. I said, just keep that in Belleville. That's, you know, fine. I can deal with a little frost. That will make my allergies better. It would kill all the goldenrod, and everything will be good. But
a little frost. No snow.
No snow, no. I haven't got the snowblower checked out yet, so I still got
no,
work to
do. No, mine either, yeah.
But with frost coming, you know, I started to think, okay, what do I do with my outdoor tap, with my hoses? You know, should I leave it on? Should I take the chance? And you presented me with a gift. when I took my chance once.
That's correct. I forgot about that, Peter. I'm surprised you remembered that.
I still have that gift.
Do you? Okay.
It's in my basement up on the wall. You know, everybody says, why do you have a tap on your wall? I said, well, go read that.
So yeah.
Maybe tell that story first.
Oh, tell the story about how Peter didn't turn his tap off.
Yeah.
And then Peter had water in his basement. And so when we went to repair that, we saved that piece. Yeah. And we had it mounted, and we presented that to Peter.
With that, and it was like in a lot of houses, you have your outside tap, and then inside the wall you have a tap.
Right.
That has a, I call it a bicycle cap.
Yeah.
A little cap like you would have on a bike tire that you're supposed to take off.
Yes.
And drain the water out.
Yes.
And Peter didn't take it off.
That's right.
And he didn't open up the tap after he took his hose off to drain the 6 inches of water out.
Exactly.
So when it got cold, it froze the water into the inside tap, and because that tap had water in it, it split it.
Yes.
And didn't realize it until I turned the water on in the spring, and it started pouring everywhere out the ceiling because it had cracked.
Yeah, and that's the worst part. You don't really know. And sometimes I have seen people, they turn that tap on and they go outside and they come back in and they have a flood in their basement. And that's because that water, there's no pressure there till that when that tap's off. Yeah. So you turn it on and
it was, you know, I would say it was probably an eighth of an inch crack.
Yeah.
Like when the water started pouring out of it.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a little mist coming out.
No.
I think my shirt was soaked by the time I, you know, got down. So,
yeah.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about those, I call them hydrants.
Yes.
That they can be put in as well now that they have out there. And we'll talk about what you should do when you're pulling your hoses off.
But
you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates, and we will be right back. I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. See, Steve takes the day off, and I pick music that he'd probably know. I didn't pick the music. Barb picked the music for this week, but he would probably know all these songs, but he's not here.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to put Jim, you know, maybe that's the stress of trying to guess the theme that he had to take that. And I'm not going to put you through that.
Oh,
Dan, so.
Okay.
But so on the outside tap that we were talking about before the break, and remember the phone lines are open at 519-643-2222 or 1-866-354-8255. Do you leave your hoses on the tap?
No, never leave your hose on the tap. That hose will keep the water from draining out. And then the next thing you know, then you have a problem where it's going to freeze back in there again, and you're still going to have a broken pipe. Take your hoses off.
So even now, you know, it's going to be -2, they're talking on Monday night. But I still want to wash the car. I don't want to take the hose off, you know, drain the water out, and then when I want to wash the car, put the hose back on?
Yes, that's what you would have to do. To be safe, there are frost-free hydrants that you can get. We were talking about that on the break. That you can just put back on, the hose back on, just unscrew it off, let it drain out, screw it back on again.
Yeah.
That's quite easy until you're ready to take your hose inside. But I wouldn't trust leaving the hose on.
No.
And, you know, even now, sometimes you go, well, it's warm out today. It's going to be warm out tomorrow. But overnight, it could go down. So don't leave them on.
And when we talk about those frost-free hydrants, they come in different lengths.
Right.
And
yes.
What it basically is, when you turn the tap off outside, it's turning it off 12 inches, 18 inches inside the house.
That's right.
Where
That's
it's
right.
warm.
That's right.
And they're normally put on an angle, I want to say up.
Yes.
So that when it does shut off 18 inches in the house.
Right.
The water from that point to outside will drain out.
That's
if
correct.
You don't have the hose.
If you do not have the hose on there, correct. Yeah. So you must make sure that you leave that so that that will drain out. It can't do that with the hose on. And they are, it's like if people take their tap apart now and it's a regular tap, you'll see on the end of it's a washer. But on a hydrant, you'll take it apart, there'll be a long stem, and that washer will be, like you said, 12 inches inside the wall, 10 inches inside the wall, and that's what allows you to leave them on a little bit longer.
Now, we should mention, we don't, Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning doesn't do plumbing anymore.
Okay.
Or, sorry, shouldn't say anymore. We haven't done plumbing.
Yeah.
But you've been how many years in the plumbing? 50?
No, not 50. Let's just say more than 40, okay?
Okay, more than 40. And you have taught me everything I know about plumbing. I'm a good listener when you're talking to understand things.
Yes,
so,
yes.
And this time of year, we talk a little bit about this stuff because we don't want people to have that problem, and then they're in a panic at that point.
But,
you know, and I'm going to throw another one out, and this is a personal one.
Yeah.
Waltech.
Okay.
Is the name of the taps.
Right.
And they keep... I have to keep replacing cartridges.
Yes.
Because, you know, I tighten it, and then I got to tighten it a little more, and the handle used to go up and down, and now it's over half an inch, and I got to keep tightening it.
Yeah.
And I keep thinking, why do I got to do this? Like, why? What's wrong?
Why?
Yeah.
Because inside that, if you look at, take the cartridge out and look inside, there's a part called a seat in there that the washer goes against. And that rubber washer keeps tightening against that seat, which makes that washer wear down. Or the seat itself could get a little groove in it. And once that gets a little groove in it, then you have to keep tightening the washer down. And that could eventually end up tearing the washer. So you do, they're compression, you know, faucets. So you have to compress them all the time.
And then you got to turn the water off to the house.
Exactly.
Take the little cap off, take the Phillips screw off.
Right.
And then change the cartridge.
Yeah.
And they're both the same, hot and cold, right? You just
That's
get
right.
one cartridge and it works in both?
Yeah, unless you have levered style handles.
Okay.
Which is like with a big wing on them. Then they are a right and a left-hand cartridge,
Okay. So that's something I've got to do. Now, I think I've had them changed a couple times. This will be the third or fourth time that I've changed them. So I could be just cranking them down a little too hard.
And you know, if people are used to giving them a little bit extra turn on them.
Yeah.
And the shower faucet, the spout drips down below, so... You have a tendency, it's still dripping. I'd give it a little bit more.
It's the water just draining out, but we don't want that dripping while I'm at work.
Well, that's
I make sure that's tight. So, now, we also had a question come in about a water heater. It says, I have a new water heater but can't see where to adjust the temperature like the old one at the bottom. We have a new valve installed in the tank, which I think is a new mixing valve.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't seem to have a temperature issue before. Can I adjust it? So maybe we can talk, why do we need a mixing valve now when we install a water heater?
Well, you need a mixing valve now because the water coming out of your faucet has to be a certain temperature. It's 120 degrees.
Yep.
And that mixing valve will bring the water temperature to 120 degrees. The water that's in the water heater could be as high as 140 or even more. And that will be enough to burn you. So you have to get the water down to 120. You don't want the water in the tank 120 because you want it to make sure it's hot enough to kill any bacteria that might be growing inside the tank.
Right.
So that's why you have a mixing valve.
So on tankless, they have a digital readout on the front, and we're able to set those right at 120.
Right.
because there isn't any water sitting there.
That's right.
That's just right. When you want water, water starts flowing. It heats it up to 120 and it goes into your home.
Yeah,
that's
correct.
But in a tank, we have it set to whatever in the tank to be 140. But to go, then when it comes out of there, we got to put a little cold water in it, make it 120 and send it off to
the tap. Exactly.
So that's why a lot of people, when you first put a water heater in that haven't had a mixing valve, they go, whoa, this isn't as hot as I mean. But what they're used to doing is turning it on hot and then adding a little cold bring it down to that 120. Yeah. We're just giving it to you.
Yeah.
Now, what if I got a dishwasher that I want to be 140?
Well, then you'll have to run a separate hot water line from your dishwasher to your water heater and connect it before the mixing valve so that you get the hottest water out of the tank before it gets to the mixing valve. Some people do it on their washing machine too, but that's the only way you can do that.
Yeah, and again, you know, a lot of times is that these dishwashers have a heater in that they'll heat it up as well to a Sani cycle or things like that.
Right.
So there's multiple ways you can do it, but definitely we will not install a water heater without a mixing valve.
Yes.
And we will not instruct customers how to adjust that mixing valve because that's just puts a liability back on us if they adjust it hotter and somebody gets burned or scalded, and we don't want that to happen.
No, and
that's, you correct me, but that's where the mixing valves came in the plumbing industry when, you know, kids and seniors and everybody were getting scalded.
No, that's correct. That's right, Peter.
Yeah.
And then they made it the code, actually, that any time that you had a major change in your house, which even technically when you even change a faucet, but mostly it's to protect people with their water heater, and it's to protect the customers, the residents of the home is who it's there to protect.
Yeah. And you know, it's not saying but I find as I get older, the temperature, I feel it more, whether it's the cold outside or the hot water, you know, or pick up a cup of coffee. And it's hot. Like everybody says, well, go get me a cup of coffee. And I go, well, my hands can't take it, you know, because it's hot. So
my coffee's always hotter than it used to be.
Yeah. So now the frost is coming. Should we cover up that air conditioner?
I think we should. Yeah. I think we should. One important thing is to make sure that your power is turned off to your air conditioner before you put that cover on.
So that if it accidentally turns on, you're not going to damage the unit.
Right.
But with the leaves now falling, if you're not going to use that air conditioner, hearing frost in the forecast, you know, it is time that you give it a good wash, power, you know, with a garden hose, and then start to put that cover on. And
Peter, do you have your cover on your air conditioner yet?
No, I'm still going to use my air conditioner. I like it cold.
That's why I asked that question.
I had some people over to the house last night, and they said, can we turn the heat up? I said, well, it's a 20, you know, it's okay. And then can we put it up to at least 22, you know, and I can take my coat off? And I went, okay, fine. I guess it's a little too cold. But you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning, and we will be right back. You'll know these songs. They're in your era a little bit there.
Huh? My era.
Yeah. Now, did you go to Parkside?
I did.
You did, yeah. So you would have heard them at the dance, in the gym.
in the gym.
The auditorium.
Yeah.
I don't think, well, I brought the crystal ball, so that would have been after you a little bit. But the crystal ball that went around.
I don't think there's any crystal ball.
No, I brought that. So we had the light, you know. Disco Pete here. We had
the disco ball.
We had a little fun there back then. I was, what did they call it? The Communications Club. but it was really the audio visual with all the lights.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I got fired from Mr. Dressup.
Yeah.
I got fired, yeah. Because your job was you open the curtains and turn the light up.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the show, you brought the lights down and closed the curtain.
Yeah.
I fell asleep. So at the end of the show, he's trying to get my attention to, like, okay, the show's over. So the second show, I was no longer the light and curtain guy. So.
They're going to do a movie about Mr. Dressup, you know that.
Yeah, maybe they'll have that where the we never close the curtains. He, you know, he's still here. So. But yeah, that was Casey and Finnegan.
Casey and Finnegan, yeah. Yeah.
I remember that. He was so mad at me at that point. But, anyway, so that's, we're talking, we're going back in history there.
I guess so.
Get back to the show here. So, we get a lot of these questions this time of year. It says, do I need to flush my drain lines at the bottom of the furnace? There's two of them, but what can we use to flush them? So a lot of people say, well, we'll put bleach down. What's your thoughts on, and they're normally a rubber hose.
Normally a rubber hose.
That you're flushing out.
Yeah.
They need to be flushed.
Yes,
that's for sure.
They do. And my thoughts are just hot water is the best thing.
Yeah.
Try not to put any chemical in there. And a lot of times you'll have a pump at the bottom also. And that will hurt the seals and stuff in the pump if you get bleach in there with it. So.
Yeah, a condensate pump, and it pumps into a plastic hose.
That's right.
And again, pouring hot water in, let it pump, pour more hot water, and that hot water will slowly loosen up all that dirt and debris.
Sludge and stuff that gets built up.
But it definitely, if you don't keep those drain lines in the furnace clean, the water, so when we take out so much heat out of the flue gases going out, and we put that into your house, that's how they get to be 92, 98, 96% efficient.
Yes.
Then there's condensation that goes into the pipes going outside, or people will see the steam blowing out. When that, we have to have that pipe, the drain, or the vent pipe slope back to the furnace so that all that condensate runs back.
Yeah.
And then these lines got to be clean.
Right.
To take it to the pump and let it get pumped away.
Right.
If they get plugged, then the water will back up. It will get into pressure switches, which then the pressure switch won't work, and it will shut the furnace down.
Shut the furnace down.
So we could come out and say, oh, well, your pressure switch isn't any good, or replace it, but not check those lines. And then, 2 days later, you got the same problem again.
Right. Right.
So those lines do, and that's what we do on a maintenance. We're cleaning the inducer motor. We're making sure that those lines are clean. We're making sure that the air lines to the pressure switches are clean.
Right.
Nothing, no spiders or anything's got in there. We're checking there's no sags in the pipe.
Right.
Now, if you finish the ceiling, if we cannot see those vent pipes, then you're kind of stuck.
Yeah.
We can't take a look at them and see. And unfortunately, if we think there's water in there, we're now cutting the ceiling to try to get to the pipes to check and see if there's water.
And that
in
does
there.
Happen.
Yeah.
They will if there's not enough hangers on it or somebody's taken some hangers off, sometimes you will get a sag in that pipe that has to be checked.
And it's something that you need to take a look at, most of the times, before you're going to finish things in. And even for, what do you call those, junction boxes, which aren't supposed to be covered in. But so we're going to head to the phone lines, and we've got David on the line. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Good to hear the godfather of plumbing back. So a quick question. Thank you for being on. I have a occasional change when I'm using hot water. The water will change to cold suddenly.
Yes.
And I have no idea what's causing it, and maybe you don't either.
You're sure no one else is using water anywhere else in the house when that happens?
That's right. It's just me, and I'm using the hot water, rinsing dishes or something, and then all of a sudden the water goes cold.
And do you have a single-handle faucet or a two-handle faucet?
Single.
Single? Okay. Mm-hmm. It could be the cartridge in the single-handle faucet. That might be all it is. It could also be a lot of water heaters. Do you have a tank water heater?
Yes, installed inch.
Okay, sometimes there's a little check valve in them, and sometimes that little check valve could be sticking. Piece of dirt in there.
Okay.
Okay.
So which one would you recommend first?
I would change the cartridge first.
Yeah.
And it also happens in the bathroom where we have a two-handle, like it's a dual
faucet. Okay. Well, then it could definitely be a small check valve in your water heater.
Okay. So I need to give Steve or Peter or Vanessa a call and have that checked. Okay.
And have them come and check it.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, David. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
I forgot about that, the godfather of plumbing. You know, there's a longtime listener.
It is.
Yeah, that's what I used to call you way back in the
way
day.
Way back in the day.
Yeah.
But I think we had one of those check valves at your house, too, at one time.
Yep.
Yeah. We did, yeah.
Why is all my problems coming up here, Dan? All my plumbing problems are coming back, you know.
You brought up about the outside tap first.
Well, I'll never forget that ever again. And that's my biggest problem is I like to wash my car. So it's like, do I bring those in now? Do I keep them? Normally, when I decide to bring them in, I roll the hose out.
Yep.
To drain all the water out,
yes.
And it's all frozen. And I'm thinking, why didn't I do this 2 weeks ago? But the car wash guys love me.
That's good.
I should say thanks to, there was a gentleman who listens to the show in St. Thomas that operates a car wash over there that called me, wanted some mentoring and some information. See if I could help him a little bit. And I said, you know what? I know the exact guy. And Miami Car Wash, we had used at the Briar.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
They had done all of our vehicles, the VIP vehicles and that. And I put those two together. And hopefully Rich will be able to help him out. And
that's good.
I appreciate him listening very much. And, you never know. One day, if listening, we're talking about plumbing. You never know what you're going to hear in the show. One day you're going to listen about, we got to get a little curling in here.
A little curling.
Yeah. Now, my game, our team.
Yeah.
We were first end, we got a chance for four on Tuesday night. I miss the shot, we get two. Okay. Next end, they get one. Next end, we got a chance for, I think it was three. And we get one. But by the end of the last end, we're up three, without the hammer, but up three. So you should pretty well, it'd be like going into 3-0 in a night's game in the third period. You should win the game. We tied. I missed my last shot, and then he made a little wicky-ticky shot and took out our rock, and he got three and tied the game. So that was our first game of the year, and I went, maybe I should play this a little differently. But then I got up this morning, logged on to see how our Canadian mixed team is doing over in Scotland at the World Championships.
Yes.
They were 8-0.
Yes, they were.
Went to the semifinal against Sweden. Lost. So we're in the bronze medal game. I think it's around 2 this afternoon that they'll be playing. So I feel sorry for them. They will be in St. Thomas, two of them, because they play mixed doubles.
Oh, yes.
And they're going to play in our mixed doubles in December.
Oh, good.
And so it was, and they're from Quebec. So it's always nice to see him.
Yes.
Laurie St. George, and, they do really well. And Felix is, but it was just seeing they were doing so good, and then you lose one game, and now you're in the bronze medal. But
sometimes one game.
Yep.
Yeah.
And the GOAT, Miss Christine Sinclair, we should say, congratulations to her. She's, I've watched her career. And she's done a lot for soccer and a lot, you know, Jesse Fleming from London, who's playing there with her. And so we wish her all the best. And I don't think, or I think we will see her again as a coach or something.
I'm sure she'll stay involved.
Yeah, that's for sure. So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, and we will be right back.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes.
You have pretty good songs this week.
Sure.
I think so. Don't tell her that, but I'll lose my job of picking music. And we're going to close out with a little Proud Mary as the last song as we exit. So that's good. Godfather of Plumbing?
Yes.
I'm glad David brought that up. I should have had that in my notes here. You know what? I only got 9 pages of notes.
You do. You have lots of them.
And I didn't have that in here. Like, what am I doing? So don't tell Steve. He'll be trying to take over. Even the security guard says, well, who's going to press the buttons if Steve isn't there? He thinks he does stuff here, you know. So. We had someone over, this is a question came in, we had someone over to price out a new furnace that needs replacing. The existing one is 25 plus years. He recommended that we replace the existing thermostat, but we like it because it's easy to adjust up and down. He says it's a mercury thermostat. Do we have to replace it? We need something simple, not a computer on the wall. So first thing, you know, mercury is not a good thing. We would like to get mercury off the wall and get it disposed of properly and never throw it in the garbage.
Right.
We don't want it in the landfill, you know. Even if somebody's replacing one, you know, bought it at a big box store, bring the mercury thermostat into us at 10 Pacific Court and we will get it disposed of properly. But a lot of the new furnaces won't work with the old thermostats.
Correct, yes.
They need a smart thermostat to make the furnace smart and to make the furnace save you money down the road. But there is, like, even the most computerized thermostat can be made to be simplified.
Right.
You can say, don't do all this and just have it as the temperature and you put up and down on it.
Right.
So even though it may look like a computer on the wall, we can make it down to where it will not be a computer on the wall. But definitely I would say you're replacing the thermostat or you should be. And, you know, congratulations are getting 25 plus years out of a furnace.
Exactly.
You know, that's wonderful. But when they install it, just tell them you don't want setback and all that. You want just a basic setup and the installers can set that up. And if down the road you decide you want to change it, they can, or you sell the house, you can still say you have a smart thermostat that somebody could come in and change everything up in there. So now this next one is a one we get a lot at the shop. It says, I bought a new 4-inch filter to replace my old one, but the 4-inch filter doesn't fit. It says, why isn't it 4-inch? So I can't explain why our industry does this. Like I, you know, don't get it, but we'll say we have a 16x25x4. It's really 15 5/8. By 3 5/8 by 24 5/8 but they call it a 16x25x4.
It's like a 2x4.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right. It's not really a 2x4, you know, but so a lot of times they'll have in small writing what the actual, it will say actual size is this, but that's probably why the 4-inch, you bought an exact 4-inch filter that won't fit in that slot because it was really a 3 5/8 filter is what you got. So look, if you know, and what happens is they throw the old one away And then they're now out trying to guess. But that, if you come to us, I'm going to sell you a 3 5/8 4-inch filter.
Yes.
Because that's what we carry. Our 5-inch filter is 5-inch. You know, so a lot of the Lennox filter racks or Honeywell filter racks are 5-inch. And we have an exact 5-inch. But if we know, sometimes those filter racks will have a model number on it.
Yes.
And if we know the model number, we can try to find the filter. But your 4-inch is probably 3 5/8 wide. So just, you know, when you're looking at them, that's why in a big box store, you know, there's a row and you think it says 4-inch and you grab it. You really got to know that exact size. If you threw it out, measure where it's going in and see what size it is.
And then you'll find out for sure.
And go and get it. But in new home construction, that 4-inch filter is kind of the mainstay.
Yes.
And so that's where we get a lot of those. We install, when we install equipment, either a 5-inch or a polarized filter at that point. So what's your plans today, Dan? I hear clothesline. Is that what I heard?
Well, I'm going to check out the clothesline and see if there's something I can fix.
What do they call a clothesline now? So it's something.
Oh, yes, there
it's
is.
Environmental dryer.
Yes.
Or something like that.
Yes,
for, you know, because it saves, you're not using.
That's right.
I'm
environmentally friendly.
Yeah, my dryer's running right now. You know,
yes.
So I got up this morning, put a load of wash in. Then before I came to the radio station, I put it in the dryer.
Yes.
And when I go home, I'm going to iron. You know, people probably don't know what ironing is.
Oh, you're a big ironer.
I iron my shirts, and so I got I got 5 shirts, 5 pants to get done.
Iron them.
My collars on my golf shirts, you know, to make sure they're looking good. So, but I got to do that. So do it when it's raining, and hopefully tomorrow will be sunny. I can wash the car.
Yes.
I can pick up, 34 bags of leaves. So I got the whole weekend planned.
Well, there's going to be a lot more bags of leaves out there yet, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they really, last night, I don't know what happened, but they really dropped last night. Like it's to the point where I'm going, it may not. The riding lawnmower, it used to be easy. Just drive the riding lawnmower over and pick them up.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking there may be too many and it's going to plug 100 times as I'm trying to do this.
And then it'll take you forever to do it. Yeah.
And then you go, I should have just raked them. It would have been quicker. So next night's game, I think they play Sunday in where's the Memorial Cup this year? Why am I drawing
Saginaw.
Saginaw. Yeah. So they're playing Saginaw Sunday. Yeah. And I was talking to our friends at Zubik's.
Yeah.
And he already got his tickets for the Memorial Cup.
Oh, did he?
I said, so the Knights are going to be there. He said, I'm going whether the Knights are there or not. So he'll be heading down there. He says it's only like a couple hours.
I think so.
You know, it's not that far. Yeah. So you'll have to see if they happen to get there. That might be a fun trip to have it in the U.S. for the first time in a long time.
Yes.
To see that going on. So,
I think it's the first time since it was out west somewhere. Maybe Portland.
Yeah, Portland. Or yep, but it's Budweiser got approved.
I saw
all
that.
The renovations, which from a guy who worked with the Breyer, they needed back of house improvements.
Did
you know, this was very much needed.
Right.
We were really crammed. Like
the
event office, I sat up on a chair outside in the storage area because the event office was so small.
Yeah.
So it is needed back a house. They really do need that stuff. So
that's good.
And I think, and how is our friend Mr. Bill Beamish? Is he back walking?
Oh, yes.
He's
fine? Yes. He's getting around quite good now. I think he has just got to be a little bit careful what he does, I think, but he's getting along fine.
And maybe in, 2024, might see him back on the ice rink?
He might be back on the ice.
Yep.
Or he might be just glad to miss the ice. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we'll find out in a couple months how he feels about that.
Yeah, that's the problem. When you get off the curling ice, then all of a sudden you fill your days with other things.
Yes.
And then it's just easy. But we had our annual general meeting.
Yep.
last week, and we have lots of Learn to Curl curlers out there.
Yes, so there was quite a few.
Yep. If you're thinking of trying curling, you know, give the St. Thomas Curling Club a call.
Yep.
And or go to our website, and you can send in an email, and we can set that up. Time for you to do that.
That's good.
When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And remember, great service is only an inch away. We'll see you next week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.